But the topic today is act like men. Say, act like men. And we're going to take this today from 1 Corinthians 16. If you'll turn there, please. Also, we have on the screen the scriptures for today. Now, I would like for us to begin this study and allow the Lord to encourage the fathers and men, and all of us will be encouraged in the course of this study. Because there is a word of God today to encourage you as men, as fathers, and all of us, again, will be encouraged by God's word. Let's read together, please, from 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Let's begin reading together from verse 13. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Do everything in love. You know that the house of Stephanos were the first converts in Achaia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the Lord's people. I urge you, brothers and sisters. So we have a great opening text. I want to give you verse 13 from the New American Standard Bible. It says this: be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. So that phrase, act like men, appears in the text of that particular Bible version. And in fact, the Greek word for courageous does have a connotation of acting like men at their best. And men at their best are courageous people. Amen. At our best, we are courageous. We're bold. We're willing to serve and go places and do great things. Now, I want to also give you this thought here, that back to our title slide, please. First slide. Again, act like men. I want to give you three key words or statements, really key words. First is mandate. Say mandate. Second is malady. Say malady. And third, motivation. Say motivation. So there's a mandate, there's a malady, and a motivation. Now, the mandate we read right there in our text, where he says, be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, or act like men, and be strong. Then he said, everything you do, let it be done in love. That's a great exhortation, a great mandate for all men, fathers, and all of us indeed. Now, let me encourage us this way, that when you, as men and fathers, when you look at the Word of God and you read statements like this, understand everything that God requires, He provides. So, you know, as a leader and a man or whatever you do in life where you're leading people, and, you know, it seems to be a very heavy burden. It seems to be overwhelming sometimes. And it actually is, until you realize that everything that God requires, He provides. So if God says, be on the alert, be aware, He gives you grace to be aware. He'll help you. He actually will sometime intervene to help you be aware of things you wouldn't be aware of otherwise. He says, stand firm in the faith. We learned last week about taking the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I showed you an opening scene from the movie Gladiator. And we showed how one of the attacks that they did was a whole line of archers dipped their bow into some tar with fire and were actually shot fiery arrows, fiery darts, the Bible says, against the enemy. I mean, those arrows hit men, they hit buildings. I mean, it's a terrible thing. But when the Bible says you should take, above all, your shield of faith, God wants you to quench all the fiery arrows. And these aren't just little bitty things. These are huge arrows, flaming arrows, that the devil wants to you know, set you on fire. He wants to burn things up and burn things down in your life, from your thoughts to everything in your life. But the shield of faith will quench the fiery darts. We also learned that when the armor of God's talked about in Ephesians, the shield wasn't something little 3 foot, 2 foot round thing. The shield they actually used was almost head to toe. Your whole body could get behind the shield. Amen. Listen, y'all, your faith will protect your whole life from head to toe. The faith you have in God will bring, protect, and quench every fiery dart. So he says, stand firm in the faith. He says, act like men. He says, be strong. Ephesians said, that we should be strong in the Lord and in what? The power of his might. So if God says be strong, he gives you power from his might to help you be strong. Again, whatever God requires, he provides. So every time you hear from God a requirement, keep looking for the provision. Y'all got that? Everything you hear from God that sounds like a requirement or a task or an assignment, keep listening, because the provision will come right behind that instruction. We have things called in our government unfunded mandates. Years ago, I remember one of our mayors had a big idea that the churches should take care of all the poor people and not give us money for it. It's called an unfunded mandate. It just seemed like the churches should they're best at doing that. Oh, we can do it. But the plan didn't include any funding. So God doesn't do any unfunded mandates, y'all. Amen. He doesn't give you unfunded mandates, orders, directions without resources. Then he says, all that you do should be done in love. The motivation. So that is the mandate. Now, here's a good question. How does a man act? Because the title of the message is Act Like a Man, Act Like Men. How do men act? Well, we'll explore that here. But I do want to encourage us that along with the mandate, there is the malady. The malady is the problem, things that are wrong. And we notice the stats. I'm not going back to the stats. We know that almost all crime, all violent crime, almost all of it is done by men. We know this. It's, you know, disturbing. Most of the mental illness that has been detected is with men. A lot of things that are wrong, men are responsible for it. But if we only look at that, we will really miss the bigger picture. That is, what God is doing good with men. What men are doing that's great and significant in our society. But this malady is something that is so bad until sometime, even as African-American or black man, other black people do stuff and you get blamed for it. What does the failure of 20% whatever black men say about all black men? The correct answer is nothing. If we're going to try to say that black men got issues with violence, whatever, then white men are mass murderers. We don't believe that. That's foolishness. Don't ever let a statistic make you think it's speaking to all people, about all people. Right. But realize that the stats do not ever define the person you're sitting in front of. The stats are just illustrations. But the actual need of the person in front of you, you got to learn the person, know the person, be around the person, love the person, and not prejudge a person by stats you have heard. Frederick Douglass said a long time ago, in 1800, he said this, "You degrade us and then ask us why we are degraded. You shut our mouths and ask us why we don't speak. You close our colleges and seminaries against us and then ask us why we don't know." He figured that out a long time ago. And it's still a problem today. Anybody that is we degrade will be degraded. You can't even ask them, why are you degraded? So we got all these stats, negative stats we throw out there about you and the so-called define you by this, then we've degraded a whole generation, a whole ethnicity, and we've degraded them. And then if anybody acts badly, we think they've confirmed our concerns. So the malady is real, but the malady should not be assigned to everybody without getting to know them, without meeting them, without finding out who they are and what they need. Amen, somebody? Don't paint with the broad brush. Don't judge the book by its cover. The mandate is there. We see in the Word of God the malady and in life and society. Let's talk about the motivation. Motivation is going to address what God has put in us as men and fathers. There's a book by a man named John Bevere, and it's called Honor's Reward. It's an excellent book. One thing he shares is this. The Greek word for honor literally means a valuing. The picture is one of something valuable, precious, or weighty, such as gold. Other definitions are appreciation, esteem, favorable regard, respect. So then, when we say act like men, we have to recognize what is it that influences men to act. What helps men and fathers act a certain way and behave a certain way and learn a certain behavior? And honor is a big part of that. Now, again, honor means a valuing. So whoever we honor, we add value to them in our own eyes, in their eyes. So when I honor my father, I value him. He senses the value that I'm providing, and he's more encouraged. So honor literally means a valuing. So honor can be shown in actions and words and thoughts, but all true honor originates from the heart. Now, flattery is not honor. In fact, flattery, it literally means it's insincere praise. All right? Flattery is insincere praise motivated or really given to gain advantage from somebody. See? So flattery may look like people honoring, but if the motivation is insincere, if it's not from the heart, if it's just done to get something from somebody, that's not honor. That's flattery. Flattery is not godly. Amen? It's obviously not sincere. But honor is different, because when we honor, we value, and we show value, and we speak value, and we demonstrate value in words and actions and so forth. When we honor God and honor fathers and men, then what we're doing is we're helping ourselves relate better. And listen, we open the door to receive of what God has. Now, example of that, Mark chapter 6, verse 1. Then Jesus went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in a synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, "Where did he get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? A prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, in his own house. Now he could do no mighty work there except laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them." Notice the Bible says, not that Jesus would not do great works. He said he could not do. Hear that? Not because it was impossible for him to do that, but the principle, a principle had been violated. Now, going back up again to verse 1. So here's Jesus coming back to his hometown, having done miracles all over the region. You know, things happening all, everywhere he comes home, hometown, and teaching in the synagogue, and they were astonished. Not how good it was, but how weird this is. Who's this? Who do you think he is? One text says, "We know you. You're Joseph's boy. We know your mama. We know your brothers and sisters." The familiarity they had prevented them from recognizing what God was doing in them. That the lack of honor that they showed Jesus was the reason why he could do no great works there. When we don't value something and don't raise the level of value through our honor, then we don't receive the best that can come from that. Verse 6, and he marveled because of their unbelief, but because they refused to see and honor what God was doing in the man himself, they couldn't receive the best. What we have all seen in our lives is extraordinary things that men do in service to community, family, business, and ministry. Again, in the malady we talked about, we see what's wrong with guys. We hear about it. There are guys in our community I've come to know. You've known some guys as well. Now, guys who are well-known, everybody knows. But there are guys in this city like Brian Carter, Danelle Howard, Darius Ross, Jonathan Thompson, Robert Townsend, Jim Streeter-Meyer, Eugene Potter, Anthony Beverly, who you may know. I mean, there are guys who are not known, but who are doing great work. because it's just in their nature. See, it's in the nature of a man to want to make a difference. And if that nature is encouraged through honor, and if it's strengthened through training, then these boys and young men and men will become those who do great things. So please understand that we have a lot to do with how well our fathers and men are able to be motivated. Now, listen, all of us in here know you're going to do your job no matter what. If you don't get encouraged by somebody, you won't stop what you do. It's just that you'll do what you do better if you have honor and encouragement around that. Amen. Here's a phrase I picked up. I heard this yesterday. You know, boys do what they're told to do. Men do what they know to do. If we can train and honor them and the gift of God in them, they will develop the wisdom and mindset that they'll know what to do. They'll seek God for themselves. They'll seek solutions. They'll figure things out, so that we don't want to be grown men who are boys having to be told what to do, but we're acting like men because we know what to do. Big difference, isn't it? And so this is the blessing that we have as men, as fathers, as people of God. We all know somebody we can honor and encourage and help them go to a higher level in their lives. Please receive that and practice that, because we don't get there through inaction. We get there through action. And as Christ said, that the prophets honored everywhere except in his own hometown, among his relatives, on his family. I mean, it shouldn't be that the honor doesn't come at home. So honor empowers that service. So then whatever you see that men are doing, fathers are doing, when you recognize that, encourage that, and honor that, then that's what's going to encourage even more of the same. And then in addition to that, what happens is when guys are motivated and guys are encouraged, then part of the outcome of it is they want to encourage other people and other young men. I mean, all the men I mentioned here earlier, guys I know, and you know some guys as well, who are doing things, every one of them has had encouragement. Because the thing is, if you're not encouraged and honored, you won't excel at things. If there's no one, reinforcing in you that this direction is a good direction, that's a good path. Stay on that path. And so when the trouble comes and difficulty comes and the challenges rise, then that is not going to slow them down, because they also hear in their mind the words of encouragement, the words of honor. Amen. Like the Bible told, Joshua and all the great men, and Gideon, a man who was under oppression, whose mindset was so bad that even when God said, "I'm with you, you mighty man of valor," the first thing he did was say what's wrong with him, his family, his father, as he actually negated what God said in his mind. But God stayed with the man. God encouraged him. God honored him to the point where he began to look less at the obstacles and more at the promise of God. You cannot make a person have motivation. I believe motivation is already present in every man, in every father, every person. The motivation is there, but sometimes it is clouded. It's just hindered by things. But what we do through prayer and honor and encouragement has the power to break that sense of what I can't do, and transform it through faith and through God's working into what I can do. Amen. I was talking to a brother yesterday, and he wants to get into a new career, and it's very difficult to do. It's a lot of sacrifice in that, and a long process, and difficult in some ways. So all I could do is say, "Hey, man, you're going to do that thing. You're going to get it done. And you're going to be able to balance family and your other job and all this." And, I can see he received that. See, it didn't take a whole lot, just a little bit of encouragement and honor. Say, "Man, you're doing this for your family. you're doing this for your family, and you're on the right path, man, go for that thing. How hard was that to do? But for a lack of that sometime, we let young men struggle. We let boys languish because we don't encourage them. We don't honor them. We don't help them push back against the forces that push against them. Amen? We'll end where we started. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Let's go back up there. New American Standard Bible, NSAB, says, say it with me, please. Be on the alert. Come on, read it. Stand firm in faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all you do be done in love. Let's all stand. Father, thank you.